Welcome to the Hyper Fat Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now, here are your hosts, Kerry Scholl and Dan Lesniak. Kerry and Dan are real estate developers, best-selling authors, billion-dollar agents, and million-dollar agent makers. And now, get ready to grow hyper fast.
So today I'm here with Stephen Cooley. I'm so excited to learn his story and about his business. So Stephen, tell us a little bit about getting in the industry from the very beginning. What had you decide real estate was something you wanted to pursue?
Well, thank you, Kerry. I got in at 21 years old.
21?
Yeah. And
so I'm just like 5 years ago, right?
Starting my 30th year.
Good for you.
This October.
That's incredible.
So it's been really fun to watch the industry change for so many years. When I got in, there was no such thing as a home computer. There was no such thing as the internet or a lockbox.
Okay.
And so
times have changed.
But you know, with all those changes, in the end, it's still matching the right people with the right home. That has not changed. And so I love doing that. I love helping people find their dream home, which actually, as you know so well, becomes their greatest investment. Their greatest financial investment is also their home.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is. Where they raise their family.
I know. I'm so excited to be here in New York with you. But
me
you also let me come to D.C. and shadow your office for a day, Virginia, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
It was so nice to be invited out there. You run a great group of people. You know, I say that. Some people say that innovations come from California or where we sit right now, New York. I think they come out of Virginia and D.C. I mean, you got a great group of people and y'all are on the cutting edge of everything.
Well, thank you so much.
Leading the pack.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Well, so let's share with everybody. You got in at 21. What happened next?
Well, I got in at 21 and that's so long ago, I can't remember why. But I got in at 21 and I realized my goal, two things. One, I wanted to be in a career that offered unlimited opportunity, where no one was saying this is all you're allowed to make. And if you could be paid on your hard work, that was a place I wanted to be. And then I also wanted to serve the public. I really wanted to serve the public. I considered being in city management and things like that just because I want to serve the public. And I think that when we do this as a high level, as you and your team does, we are serving the public. Every morning I get up, and I know you do because I've heard your story, and it's how we can help the public more and help this very complicated transaction become smooth for them. It's almost like having a baby. The last thing you want to worry about during this time is the technical things.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And they can destroy the experience if they're not done correctly.
Yeah. They can really frighten people.
Yeah, and absolutely. Yeah. And if the people can know you, then you know all the right people to pull together for them. And so sometimes it's just a connection to us that gets them all the best vendors because there's so many vendors involved in a sell and a buy process.
Absolutely. So when you think about your first few transactions, because I think a lot of people out there are considering real estate. Mm-hmm. They love the idea of it. They love the idea of serving the public, but they don't really know how they would find their clients and how they would build a business. And that keeps them out of the business. It keeps them in their corporate job where they have cap potential.
Yeah.
Right? So what would you say to those people who are thinking about the business or maybe they're part-time in the business?
Right.
How would they grow?
Well, my daughter decided to get in the business 3 years ago in another town than I'm in. And the number one thing I told her was get on a successful team. Don't try to rebuild something that someone's already built. And don't go up against the competition when there's a strong team in your area. So I would say the number one thing to someone getting in the business is find a huge, strong team like my team in Charlotte, North Carolina, your team in your area, and get on that team. Why rebuild it? Then if you're in a town where there's not a strong team, hire you to teach them how to do one. That'd be my first call is, Kerry, how do I do this? Because we're happy to share that, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Because we get so much gratification out of what we do. We want other people to have that experience, too.
That's exactly right. Maybe when I retire, I'll come up to your area and work for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love that.
you're funny. So if somebody were in an area, they joined a strong team, and now they're thinking, okay, how do I contribute? Right? Yes. How do I contribute to my team? How do I give back? How do I add value? What would you say there?
The first thing people need to do is, because it's not that hard to get into the business as far as the licensing and all goes in South Carolina, North Carolina.
Yeah. DC too, like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Then go deep and learn the market and become an expert. So you actually, you know, when you graduate from medical school, you graduate with an expertise. When you graduate from real estate school, you graduate with no expertise. So really going deep in the market that you live in and getting that knowledge. So when you run into people in your social environment, the grocery store, the gym, and they say, well, you know, Stephen, I live in Meadow Lakes too. And I'll say, well, there's four homes for sale in your neighborhood. You live in one of those four. They say, well, no. And I said, well, then where do you live? And they say the street. And I know where the street is. I may have known the builder who built their home. It's really going to, and you don't have to have been there for 30 years like me. You can go back and get that research.
Yes.
Know what the community's about. Know who the mayor is. Know who the city council people. Know what's coming up in the city. And then going deep with the real estate knowledge. Really studying the market so you can give out expert knowledge.
So I absolutely love that point, and that's something we've never heard, right? Yeah. So if you were to help them segment, as an example, if they're a younger person starting out, would you suggest that they focus on condos first, or they focus on one demographic and master that first?
I think you should learn within a 5-mile radius of where you live first. And then a 5-mile radius around your office, because most likely where we live is where we also grocery shop. It's where we go to the pharmacy. It's where our kids are in school. It's where we go to the gym and all these other things. And that's where you're going to run into people.
Yeah.
So learn right around where you live and then just make that circle bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And so you become a micro expert, and then you expand that over time.
Sure.
Instead of learning squatchy.
That makes complete sense.
It's hard to learn an area, not impossible. It's hard to learn an area that's not on your beaten path every day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Know your neighborhood. Know what your neighbors are doing. You can make a living off of a good neighborhood if you become the expert. And you and I know that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
My husband wrote the book, which I know you're reading it.
Yeah, I'm reading it. It's on my bedside table right now. And it's being a micro expert of a building.
Yeah. One building
will pay. You can make a living. And you imagine the expertise he provided to those people. He knew every detail of the HOA.
Every detail.
Every detail. Start on one building and then add the next building and the next building or the next neighborhood, the next zip code, the next school district. Right? Yep.
That makes a lot of sense.
And it's a wonderful industry.
Are you a real estate agent with friends or clients moving to or from the DC, Maryland, Virginia area? Send them to the number one team in the area. The Kerry Schell team will ensure they get world-class treatment and the best possible results buying or selling their home. The Kerry Schell team has the best training, systems, and marketing, and we proudly guarantee our results. To refer us business, call the Kerry Schell team at 703-589-9067 or go to referkerryschell.com.
Let's imagine they study that 5-mile radius. And I assume for you, you have a pattern now. What are the things that you look at every morning when you wake up to know what's fresh news that you should be on top of?
Yeah, so our MLS allows you to build a hot sheet around an area.
Okay.
So I have the area that actually Stephen Cooley studies, and then I have 47 people who work on my team. So the area I study, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning, just like a stockbroker, if you're in charge of 30 stocks, you see what they're doing that morning.
Yes.
So I pull up in my area what's going on. What's put on the market, what's been reduced, what's went pending, what has sold.
Okay.
So I can give out that data to people that I run into in my grocery store, at my school, at my a gym, because they're most likely asking in my area, right? They're probably not asking me about a home in Connecticut.
Right. If they're at your grocery store.
They're
that
at my
big,
grocery
I
store.
Love that.
Yeah, and it's your neighbors you run into and that kind of stuff.
So do you grocery shop every day on purpose?
I do, and I wear a suit to the grocery store.
So you look the part.
I look the part, and I'm in that grocery store about every day. And one of my best agents came from the Pickle Isle of Harris Teeter, which is my grocery store. True story, he's one of my top agents today. His name's Tyler, and I met him in the Pickle Isle. I said, I got more than pickles that day.
That's amazing. So you really love that grocery store.
Yeah, that's new. That grocery store's been good too. So
that's really cool. So with your agents, what are the skills that you focus on really honing for them to have continued success in their businesses?
Yeah, and I'm sure it's the same with yours too. First of all, market knowledge is what I talked about. You got to have something to sell to the public, and it's your expertise. The challenge they have today that I didn't have 30 years ago, they need to know more than the internet knows.
Yeah.
And they can be on a drip campaign where at 3 a.m, they got a new listing because an agent entered it 5 minutes ago. And so the public's on a drip. They got an email stating that there's a home for sale in the neighborhood they want. And you as their agent don't know it. So it's really knowing the market as good as the internet knows the market, and if not better, right? The internet won't tell you that there's about to be an assessment in that building for $5,000.
Or the pet size that's allowed.
Right. Internet won't tell you that. But that's teaching them to be an expert. Then it goes to time management. Learning, teaching people to manage their time. You know, if you clock in and clock out at work, your company manages your time, your employer. So in real estate, you're now managing your time. Mm-hmm. It's like you're the policeman of the criminal. I'm the criminal and I'm the policeman at the same time.
Yes.
Finding someone as you do, finding someone to hold you accountable, especially when you're new. Yeah. A 20-year veteran probably doesn't need to be held accountable, but another reason to get on a strong team is there'll be somebody there that is looking for you at 9 a.m.
Yep.
Right? Asking you if you did the things to become successful. Right? I know how to become successful at this business, and you do too, and we're happy to share that with people that we're in business with.
Yes, absolutely. The accountability is key. And I think about when I started my career at RE/MAX.
Yeah.
There was no one holding me accountable because I didn't join a strong team, right? So I remember going into work, being the only one there and not being sure what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I really had to seek out mentors to get support and help because in a normal office, of course, people did not want to provide that.
Things have changed. The mothership, which is your big franchises, they don't have the ability to train at the level that they need to. And then an individual agent doesn't have those resources, but one's like a big cruise ship, one, and then an individual is kind of like a jet ski, and teams have become the speedboat.
Yes.
Get on a speedboat.
I love
that. Right? There's about a 92% failure rate over a 5-year period off of a team. And then on a strong team, there's almost a 90% success rate. And you know that, and I know that.
Yes.
And so go where the success is.
Makes a lot of sense. So this is a detailed question, and you may or may not know the answer, but based on that last comment, I'm curious. Do you know what the average agent in your market makes?
The average agent? Yes, I do. In my MLS, there's about 18,000 realtors.
Okay.
I know there's more than that in yours,
yes.
Or in your area.
Yeah.
But that's 18,000 is a lot for Charlotte, North Carolina. When you put them in order of ranking, which our MLS will do, and you get past number 200, in ranking out of 18,000, you start seeing people that would qualify for government programs as far as free cheese and free welfare.
I shouldn't laugh. I
know.
I mean, it's,
at number 200. So what you see is a lot of people who have a lot of spouse support, people who've gotten in the business just to say they've got a career, even though they really don't want to work. And so that tells me that our marketplace probably only needs, you know, maybe 1,000 to 1,200, maybe 1,500. No blocking of entry on onboarding that. And then you start seeing teams, and that's where they all sit in that top maybe 25 or 50, and they're all strong teams. And most of those people on teams are making more than someone who owns a real estate company. And you're on a team.
Yeah.
And I have my team set up to where they can make unlimited income they can make on my team. And have all the coaching and the staff and the systems and the accountability that they're missing. So we kind of solved the problem. I think organically we developed to solve the problem of what's missing in the marketplace, don't you?
I do too. I think if you just look at the way brokerages are set up, even if the broker has the best intentions, you cannot provide the right support to 200 people in in-depth training.
Well, it's just like school. You have to teach the slowest one in the room, the one that doesn't get it, and hold everybody else back.
Yeah.
That's what I see in the big companies. They've got to come up, even if it's coming up with a program, they've got to they got to be able to teach the worst one out of the group how to use it. And it's got to be that simple to where my agents and your major agents, we can bring a system on, add it, and move forward in one day.
Yeah,
you do such
incredible.
A great job in your
thank
group.
You.
And thank you for having me up there to meet your people and see your location. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fat Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fat Shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests, improve our shows, and give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.